Now, what's your favorite part of creating a new album? Is it in the writing process, the recording, or after all the recording parts have been done and you do the producing? Do you have a favorite little spot?
I think it's definitely the recording part. This is the first time we've actually gone in studio and felt really, really comfortable and had a little bit more time than usual and could experiment more and really use the studio to our benefit and really achieve the sounds that we wanted to get. With Life at Best, we were looking for an energetic record. We wanted to, you know, play hard and have it be a little more aggressive and that kind of stuff. And with this record, we wanted to get into the finer details of the musicianship. And part of the reason we wanted to do that, too, is because some of these songs were written before Jet Black and Jealous came out. Some of the songs were written around the time Level was, we were writing songs for Level, our independent record. So, you know, these songs have kind of grown with us and changed with us, and we wanted to, you know, to put some love into them, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
That's insane to have them that long and then just build and build and build them.
Well, a couple other songs we wrote right there in the studio, too. So, I mean, it's the writing on this record is wild. We've never gone into the studio and had, you know, 40, 50 songs to choose from and really had to go through a pile and find the ones that we wanted. And I think that's why there's 15 songs. Well, there's 14 songs on the record, but we're releasing 15. There's a couple that are, or one that's a bonus, too, I think, on iTunes. So.
Very cool.
So. It's funny how sometimes you got to grow into a song. You know, you write it, and you sort of sit on it, and you're like, it's almost like you kind of reach out in the air, and you pull this idea down, but you haven't lived it yet. And then, you know, a couple years down the road, you live it, and you're like, oh, that's what this is all about, and that actually makes sense, and I can relate to the stuff I've been writing.
Very
it's strange,
cool.
But yeah.
Well, I got one last question for you, and it's from one of my listeners, Angel McGoffin. I think I'm saying it right. She asked if Crazy Girl is from personal experience as far as the video is.
The song was actually written by Lee Bryce and Liz Rose. So whether or not Lee and Liz had one specific person they were talking about when they were writing that song, I have no idea. But the thing we found with Crazy Girl is... So many people can relate to it, both men and women. We hear over and over again that women saying, oh, you know, I'm going to marry the guy that sings that song to me. Or then guys come up to us and like, man, I know, you know, that's my girl right there. You know, like that song is my girl. So, you know, I think that's kind of the magic of the song. Is that there's a lot of crazy girls out there and there's a lot of guys that love them too.
Very cool. Well, Chris, thank you so much for calling up today. Tell the band to drive carefully and you guys have a good time, and we'll see you on the 14th up here in Amarillo.
You got it, man.